Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. After that terrific first half, we're now somewhat going down memory lane to relive one of the international high points of Khan Saab's career. As you all know, he was a musical giant who was secure enough in his tradition, and he was never one to shy away from pushing the boundaries. He had been in great demand from any number of musicians who wanted to work with him, and many did. But none stood out, for me at least, as tall as the amazing guitarist, composer, soundtrack producer, Michael Brook, whose amazingly unique sensitivities for music, and especially Indian music, Indian classical music, resulted in the Night Song and Must Must albums, the best Qawwali fusions ever. The mutual inspiration that the two musicians felt for each other is very, very obvious through that. Michael Brook was captivated by Khan Saab way back in the 1980s, ever since he first heard his voice. They met soon after, and the shared language of music overcame all linguistic and cultural barriers. And Rahat Fateh Ali Khan is now set to follow in that spirit of mutual inspiration and continue the dialogue with other musical traditions. And we are extremely grateful to Michael Brook, who has been able to take time out of a hectic schedule to join us for this very special evening in memory of Khan Saab. The musicians accompanying Michael Brook, we have Jed Lynch on drums. Jed Lynch. That's Jed Lynch on drums and Richard Evans on everything else. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a big hand, please, for Michael Brook. Being joined now by Rahat Fateh Ali Khan for what will be a memorable live performance.